Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 53. This is English as a Second Language podcast, episode 53. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan, and we are coming to you today from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Today's dialogue is about relationships. Let's get started.
Jeff, here's a question. I was talking to Dawn. You know, they had their first wedding anniversary last week. Guess what her husband gave her as a present?
I don't know. What?
He gave her a vacuum cleaner.
Didn't she want a vacuum cleaner?
Yes, the old one was broken, but that's not the point. It was their wedding anniversary, their first one. Don was really upset that he wasn't more romantic. He really let her down.
Oh, great. Women are always saying that men aren't romantic. But we are, just not in the way that women want.
What do you mean?
It's a man's job to protect his wife and family. When something goes wrong, they want to fix it. That's the mark of a good husband.
I can see that, but that's not romantic in my book.
That's because you women have this idealized view of romance that you get from a lifetime of watching chick flicks and reading romance novels. Even if a man wanted to, he could never get into the head of a woman and guess what she wanted. That's why women have to just tell us what they want.
That's the problem. We women think men should just know what we want, without us having to tell them. That is, if the man really loved and understood us. That's why we don't want to tell you. But I see your point, too.
So I guess it's really true. Men are from Mars, and women are from Venus.
Yeah. That's what makes life interesting, right?
Today, Lucy and I talked about men and women and how they understand or misunderstand each other. Lucy began by saying, "Jeff, here's a question." That expression, "here's a question," means I want to ask you a question. It's a way of prefacing or introducing a question. Lucy said that she was just talking to Dawn. When we say we were just doing something, we mean we were recently or in right before this, we were doing something. She said that Dawn and her husband were having their first wedding anniversary. Wedding, of course, is when people get married, and anniversary is when you celebrate every year on that day. Lucy explained that Dawn's husband gave her a vacuum cleaner for their first wedding anniversary. A vacuum cleaner is what you use to get dirt out of a carpet or a rug. It's a electric, usually. The vacuum cleaner, Lucy thought, was not a good gift for a wedding anniversary. I asked Lucy if Dawn wanted one, and Lucy responded, or said in reply to me, "That's not the point." "That's not the point" means that's not what's important. That's not what she meant. That wasn't what I was thinking of. The point of something is either the reason for something or the meaning for something. We often say, the point is, I want you to go to the store. Meaning, what I'm really trying to say is, or what I really mean is, this. Lucy said that her friend Dawn was really upset. To be upset, U-P-S-E-T, means to be angry, to be mad, to be bothered by something. She was upset because her husband wasn't more romantic. To be romantic means to be loving of your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Romance is refers to a love between two people, usually two people who are boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife. I, for example, am very romantic with my wife, but don't ask her about that. Anyway, Dawn said, or rather Lucy said, that Dawn's husband really let her down. To let someone down means to disappoint them, to do something that they don't like. They were expecting one thing and you did something else. For example, I was supposed to meet my friend last night at 6 p.m., but I forgot about it. I let down my friend, or I let my friend down, meaning I didn't do what I was supposed to do or what he expected me to do. I use the expression with Lucy, "Oh, great." To be great usually means to be very good, to be wonderful, to be the best. But when we use an expression with that sort of intonation or that sort of expression, "Oh, great," we're really saying that's terrible, that's bad. It's just the opposite of great. So we're using it sarcastically. That is, we are trying to use it in a meaning different from its normal meaning in order to be funny or in order to communicate a different message to the person, to say something different. Somebody says, "Oh, great, my car broke down." They don't mean they're happy their car broke down. They mean it's bad news. I said to Lucy that men are romantic, but they're not romantic in the way that women want. Lucy asked me what I meant, and I tried to explain that many men see their job in a family to protect or to take care of the wife and the family, and that that is the mark of a good husband. The expression the mark, M-A-R-K, the mark of a good husband, means that's the sign of a good husband. That's an indication of a good husband. For example, you can say, the mark of a good actor is that he can remember all of his dialogue or his lines, we call them, in a movie or in a play. The mark of means the quality or characteristic of. Lucy said that she could understand my point, that is, my meaning, but that what I was calling romantic was not romantic in her book. The expression in my book or in your book or in her book does not mean your book that you own and you read. Instead, it means according to my way of thinking, the way I see things or the way I view things. For example, in my book, it's better to exercise early in the morning so that you have time to do it before you go to work. In my book here means in my opinion. I said to Lucy that women have an idealized view of romance. Idealized means the idealized view would be the perfect situation. But usually we use it to mean unrealistic or impossible to actually do or to achieve. So when someone says to you, well, that's an idealized view, they mean that would be in a perfect world, that might be true, but no one can really do that. No one can really achieve that. I use the expression chick flicks and romance novels. A chick flick is an informal expression, chick, C-H-I-C-K, and flick, F-L-I-C-K. Chick is an informal and somewhat insulting term to refer to a woman or a girl. If you say she's a chick, that's not a nice thing to say about a woman, to refer to her as a woman or as a girl. A flick is a movie. I'm going to see a flick means I'm going to see a movie. So you put those two together, chick flick, and that's a movie that was made primarily or mostly for women. Again, it's something of an insulting negative expression. I don't normally use an expression like chick flick. My wife would not be very happy if I did. It's not a nice thing to say. A romance novel is a novel where usually these are novels read mostly by women, and they are about some sort of relationship between a beautiful woman and a very handsome or good-looking man. I said to Lucy that a man could never get into the head of a woman. To get into someone's head means to understand them, to understand their point of view or their opinion, the way they see the world. I'm trying to get into his head means I'm trying to really understand him, how he sees things. Lucy said that if women, rather if men really loved women and really understood them, that women would not have to tell men what they want. And she used the expression, that is. She said, without us having to tell them, that is, if a man really loved a woman and understood us. The expression there, that is, we use a very common to mean, I'm going to give you more of an explanation. I'm going to tell you a little bit more. I'm going to clarify or try to make clear. So I could say to someone, podcasting involves RSS syndication. That is, it's a network that goes out over the internet. That is used to say, let me explain a little more, or I will say it in a different way. Perhaps that's the best explanation. I said to Lucy that I saw her point. Again, that means I understood her meaning, her idea. And I ended by saying, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. That's actually a book, a very popular book about men and women and relationships. It's, I don't know the titles in other languages, but it was very popular in the 1990s. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. The idea is that they come from different planets, they see things differently, and that is why sometimes they don't understand each other. Well, I hope you understood me today. Remember that the opinions or ideas in our dialogues aren't necessarily our ideas or our opinions. That's not necessarily my opinion. It's a fictional dialogue. We would love to hear from you. Email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. Or visit our website at www.eslpod.com. You can find the scripts for our podcasts on our website, or if you have an iPod, you can simply press the middle select button 3 times and you will see our script for the first part of the podcast. That's going to do it from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.